There's give and take. They're at different points of their career. No two players are ever the same. You have some guys that maybe remind you of certain guys or strengths or this and that. They're at completely different points of their career. Different players. So that's the give and take. Obviously, everybody's seen it. Been a weapon for us, certainly, especially in situational football. But that's fine. You just pivot and you lean into something else, and that's what you do. That's our job.
Arthur Smith, Steelers offensive coordinator, talking about the difference between Fields and Wilson and losing the dynamic running ability of Justin Fields. One thing that stuck out to me all week long, Dorn, Mike Tomlin, I thought, praised Justin Fields. Arthur Smith absolutely did yesterday. Najee Harris came out and said nice things about Justin Fields. It just underscores the point you made in the last segment that this isn't, well, this guy stunk, now you move on to the starter. They have two legitimate options at number one quarterback. My question is, for the people, for you, at 412-928-9370, all right, now how long do you let Russ Wilson take the ball and run with it? They gave Justin Fields six games. I think they actually were patient with him. They could have played Russell Wilson earlier, frankly, if they wanted to, according to Dulac's report, saying he's been healthy for a decent amount of time. How long a leash does Russ now get?
See, I think the leash kind of comes down to this, and it depends on, honestly, it depends on how it looks. I think we know that. But I think that if it doesn't look great and they still are winning, kind of like how Justin Fields looks, I think that they'll keep with Russ. I think that Russ has that leash. Justin Fields didn't have that leash. He didn't have, all right, I'm going to throw for 160 yards and we're going to win. And that's the biggest, you know, characteristic is we get the W, but it didn't look like we wanted it to look. I think if it doesn't look like they wanted it to look and they're still winning, Russ gets the leash of, he could still stay in there and still be the quarterback, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. I wouldn't do it that way. If it looks okay, if it's good, not to be confused with great,
right,
then I would go with the young guy because you've already proven you could win with him. I tend to agree that they would do it the opposite way, though. That, hey, if they're just getting dubs, I think they think Russ will turn it over less.
Yeah.
And Mark Caboli asked a great question in the press conference, and it's something we discussed with Mark on Monday. The turnover numbers for Fields are really good, just two in six games, but the turnover-worthy plays number is high.
Right.
And I think more maybe than anything else, play action factors into this, but more maybe than anything else, I think Tomlin and the coaching staff feel like they've had some turnover luck, and that eventually that's going to catch up with you with Justin Fields.
Yes.
So I do agree, if they're getting wins with Russ, they're going to roll with the guy that they trust more.
Mm-hmm.
I do buy that.
That's the leash.
Yeah. I would give him 2 weeks, Wilson, before the bye. Like, see what it looks like for 2 weeks. If he stinks against the Jets, you've made the change. You're not going to go back to Justin Fields after one game.
Mm-hmm.
There is going to be a Russ factor, no matter how much Russ is going to downplay that, no matter how much Tomlin's going to downplay that. I do think it's going to take a minute. Look at Kirk Cousins week one. Look at the NFL in general, the first month of the season. We didn't see great quarterback play. It takes time. So I think if you're going to give Russ the opportunity, then you got to give him at least two games. And I happen to think they'll give him more than that. But if he stinks for two, you do have the bye right after that.
I think he has. I think they want him for divisional play. I think they want him for that. I don't think that they'll. If he stinks for two games and then there's a bye, like, he's still starting, in my opinion.
The Baltimore Ravens have by far the best run defense in the National Football League. They have one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL. They're also one of the highest scoring teams in the league. If you want to win the division, you got to beat Baltimore. And they've had success against Lamar, no doubt. But you have to throw the ball to beat Baltimore. I think you're right about that.
Mm-hmm. I think this is just a primer for that. For what, November 17th?
It's not about winning. It's about how you win. And knowing that if you got to beat Baltimore to win the division, and you do, and you got two against Cincinnati, that defense stinks, but they stink against the pass. Cincinnati's does. And they're going to put up points. They always do, even against this vaunted Steelers defense. Vaunted. If you want to win the AFC North, it used to be ground, pound, defense. Now you got to throw the ball.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think they're gearing up for that. Absolutely. Well said. I've now said well said to you twice today.
Yes.
You're on one on this Friday.
A little bit.
On one, as the kids say.